Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, NAM.org is the website. Chad, thanks again for being here. Folks, if you go there, you can, I mean, he's just a prolific reporter of what's going on in the economy, especially the manufacturing sector. Chad, the pieces you've been putting out in the last, all the time, but the last two or three weeks have just been exemplary, and I want to congratulate you and thank you for that extra work.
Thank you. And people can always follow those also on my Twitter page, at Chad Moutre.
All right, at Chad Moutre, so check that out. So, Chad, I'm predicting a North American surge. When I say North America, I'm talking about, you know, top to bottom, the Western Hemisphere. I'm predicting a Western Hemisphere surge. One of my friends, one of the guys that's kind of connected to us, connected to you in a way, is Tony Uphoff with ThomasNet. Earlier this week, he said he thinks Mexico is going to become the new China in terms of manufacturing and supply chain. I mean, North America, with our fuel, with our energy, with our resources, with our people, we don't need China, do we?
Well, I think, and I started this kind of in the last segment, I think, you know, the reality is companies are rethinking their supply chain. And I think that this crisis really has kind of brought that home. And I think even before that, rising costs in China, you've had the trade war, a number of other factors. People were already starting to think about, okay, if I'm moving my facilities outside of China, where is it going to go, right? And a lot of that is going to go to Mexico. Some of it's going to come to the U.S. The reality, the U.S. is becoming much more competitive. We, of course, at the NAM want to make sure as much is produced in the U.S. as possible, right? That's what we're really lobbying for. But you're right. I think people, in general, people are going to be re-looking at their supply chain, looking at their production. The other thing that you and I kind of talked about kind of offline is that people are also going to be thinking about, how does this change the way we work? There is a new normal coming out of this, right? Whether that's supply chains or whether it's the way we work or the way we act in public, right? And so this is going to definitely change the way we think about all of those things.
It's going to change where we work, how we work. The operating statement, the line items in the operating statement are going to start shifting, aren't they? There's going to be office space that you would have paid rent on in the past will be shifted over to buying furniture and the internet connection for people who are living from home, working from home, I should say. Families will be closer because the working parent, the commuting parent, will be able to spend more time at home, right? I mean, there's a lot of that going on. Now, everybody's not going to be able to do that. There are a lot of people going to go back to the office after this over, but there's going to be some shifting, and companies. I've talked to people who said they're now looking at their office space. And they're seeing how well their teams are functioning in the current conditions, and they're saying, why am I paying $5 million for rent a year?
And I think one of the things that allowed, just thinking about the National Association of Manufacturers for a second, we already were pushing in that direction. I think every company that I've met with in the last year or so is having that conversation about culture and flexibility and what can they do to be more flexible. And we already had people who were working remotely, right? So yeah. I think that made the transition easier here. And I think coming out of this, a lot of companies are going to say, hey, that worked better than I thought. Maybe Joe can work from home, or Jane can work from home, or they can work somewhere. We don't really care whether it's at our physical location, right?
Right.
That's not true for every, you know, on the shop floor. It's less true on the shop floor than it is in a lot of other, like, service sector jobs or white collar jobs.
But we also know, Chad,
a renewed appreciation of that.
We also know that it takes fewer people to manufacture a product than it did in the past, too. Hey, Chad, good job today. Keep up the good work. And thank you for coming back on a regular basis and keeping us posted. We look forward to your next visit already. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great leaders of America. I hope you'll follow him at Chad Moutre on Twitter. And, of course, NAM.org, NAM.org. One of the great organizations of our economy, the Manufacturing Association there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.